Proclamation number 8386 of 19th of January, 1963. The light from God illuminates the way up. From the kingdom of light you are illuminated with my light of love, and this means that the darkness need no longer frighten you, that you are able to clearly recognize everything in the glow of my ray of light of love, and that you therefore also recognize every danger which threatens you as long as you walk in darkness. Now you no longer have to fear that you can go astray, for you see the right path clearly and you also see where it leads. Although you also see that it is not so easily possible, thus it requires effort if the goal is to be reached, which requires an ascent for which you need strength. But you no longer fear this ascent, for you have guides by your side who offer you the help and in whom you can also confidently entrust yourselves, for I myself have assigned them to you and it is their task to assist you in every way. As long as you walk in the light, nothing can frighten you anymore. For if you encounter an enemy, you will recognize him and you can arm yourselves against him. You can protect yourselves against every attack because you will avert every hostile action against you with my help. Hence, when my ray of love hits you in the form of my word, you can truly be called blissful. For my love can only illuminate you when you open yourselves. Thus when you are willing to receive evidence of my love. And if you develop this will within yourselves, then you are also on the right path, then you are on the path of return to me, and then you can also be certain that you are walking the path which leads to the goal, home to me in your father's house. But a true light from me will shine upon you when you attain knowledge which gives you the right information about yourselves and your God and Creator, as well as the right relationship with me. As long as you lack this knowledge, you are still in a state of darkness, thus you are still outside my circle of love and thus in the territory of the one who is the Prince of Darkness and drew you down into his kingdom when you voluntarily turned to him and followed him into darkness. And he will always try to prevent you from being touched by a ray of light on my part. And he will light dazzling lights himself in order to lure you to these dazzling lights, which, however, will not result in any realization for you but only blind your eyes, so that you will then no longer recognize the gentle light from above which shines to you from me. For this is his trick to announce himself in the same way, that he disguises himself as a spirit of light, as a messenger on the path who would like to guide you, and that he now seeks to distort everything and you do not recognize his working, for he keeps you in the darkness of spirit. Yet he will only be able to win over those people who believe themselves to be able to examine without having asked me for assistance, for enlightenment of spirit. He will certainly be successful with these people, but not with those who have already given me the will and with whom I will also assert my right, for I will kindle a true light for them. I will bring myself close to them in the words so that they will be able to recognize who is speaking to them, and thus it will become light in their hearts, and this light will constantly intensify so that my adversary's activity will also be brightly illuminated, so that he will be recognized as the enemy of all life, and action can now also be successfully taken against his activity. I certainly let my rays of light of love fall wherever I only find a receptive heart which is willing to serve me selflessly. Yet precisely for this reason my adversary is always on the spot and tries the same way. Yet he will not come too close to the right light of love from me. For this he flees because it exposes him. And therefore you will also be capable of a right test if you receive my word from above directly, for the light of the Spirit enlightens your heart and exposes every blinding light, it exposes every false teaching which my adversary wants to convey to you in order to draw you down into darkness again. You truly need not fear his dazzling work, for he will not be able to stand before your scrutinizing eyes because you are enlightened by a right light, by a light which I myself was able to kindle in you because you were willing to listen to me myself, and thus I was also able to convey the pure truth to you which will make you blissfully happy, because it shows you the right path which leads to the goal and which you can only recognize and walk in my divine light of love. Amen.